Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. During World War I, men in Klamath Falls, Oregon had to do productive work or risk being arrested for idleness. The city council passed an idler's ordinance in July 1918, requiring all able males to find a job. Labor shortages spurred the law, and even the independently wealthy weren't exempt. The law provided for substantial fines and imprisonment for violators. Police took idle young men who wished to stay out of jail to a military recruitment office. The only exceptions to the work rule were bona fide students, apprentices, or those defined as temporarily unemployed by reason of difference with their employers. The town set up a system to make sure everyone complied by working at least 36 hours a week. A police judge looked for the idle and defined employment for those who couldn't or wouldn't do it themselves. The police judge also had the power to issue a certificate verifying that someone was unemployable. Klamath Falls modeled its ordinance on one passed a month earlier in Portland, where police raided card rooms and businesses they believed had more employees than necessary. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempshire, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.